hard-fought draw. I think it was a little bit scary, obviously losing Dolly early, but it's pretty good wicket still. We needed a decent partnership, and the two young lads, I thought, played really well in blunting the attack early doors. I think Barney did a fine job as a young all-rounder, going in as night watchman, played with a good technique, and Joe Clark again showed his class and quality. It was a lovely stand from two young England under 19 players who've come through that system, and it's been a really good grounding for them.
I think we forget how old they are, really, don't we, sometimes? Because we do.
Yeah, but that maybe because they're actually they've got good cricket brains, good cricket nous, and like I said before, they're not that green because they've played abroad for England, as well as World Cup for England, I think, and all that sort of grounding is really good for their cricketing upbringing, and it shows when they play like that in first-class cricket.
We tend to forget Ed Barnard has not had too many knocks in first-class cricket.
No, but we all know his ability, and we need people to score centuries from numbers 7, 8, 9 and even 10, and if we've got people down that end who can do that, then that means that Worcester are a strong batting unit, and he'll be desperate to get up the order, and I'm sure that he'll put pressure on people above him, which is great. You need that sort of competition for batting order slots. But it does mean if we can get our batters down the order, being able to score 50s and 60s, 70s and 100s, then that's a really good thing for the county.
You had a long meeting after the game today. What did you say?
Yeah, I asked Mace to lead it. I thought it'd be a really good opportunity for Matt Mason to lead the meeting. He did a fine job. It was just a debrief of the game, and we were going to do that anyway, whether we won, lost, drew. And it was just a case of running through things and trying to learn from some of the mistakes, but also remind ourselves of some of the good things that we've done in the season, and to make sure that in 2 weeks' time we're a little bit more ready. We had a lot of white ball cricket, and like most other teams as well, but I think we paid the price of some batting problems, maybe connected with the white ball, which we need to put right when we play against Leicester in a couple of weeks' time.
You're back to white ball tomorrow at Old Trafford. Should be a good one. Close group.
Yeah, really looking forward to going there. It's a great place to go and play cricket, and normally a pretty sharp batting wicket that goes through for the bowlers. You always get some Lancashire people in the crowd, or I tend to do, who give me a little bit of jip because being a Yorkshireman, but no, I quite enjoy that. It's a test ground. They're a big county. Obviously former champions at that format of the game. Last year they won it. So it'll be a really tough game, but great memories from last year when Coxie at that six in the last over to win. So we'll be doing our utmost to try and, once again, as underdogs, put on a good performance and win.